Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Knox whipping it inside to a cutting D. Santos, who lays it in. Great pass by Kevin Knox. And it sounds like we have our post-game interview guest. Gee, is that you?
Yeah.
Hey, Gee, we got you. Gee, congratulations on the win. This was a one-point game midway through the fourth quarter, and then you guys started to gap the Knicks. What was the difference down the stretch for you guys?
I think we were just solid on defense, and we on offense we were just playing the right way, and we were not turning the ball over. So I think that was the big difference in the first half to the second half.
Yeah, no, and just 13 turnovers, and you forced 23 points off turnovers. Stephen Curry, 28 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists. He loves playing in this gym. He had another big game. What was it like watching Steph do work tonight?
Man, it's always great to see greatness like that every day on the court, especially being there, helping him to do games like that is so special. And I feel like I'm always going to tell that for everybody, my family, for my sons, for my grandsons, everybody, because this man is different. I never saw somebody like him before.
Well, he had a great game today. Jimmy Butler, 19 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Perhaps most importantly, 9 free throw attempts. That's something he's really brought this team. Mm-hmm. How important was it for Jimmy to get to the line tonight and have that stat line?
So I think every time that we were having a hard time to score the ball, Jimmy was just going at them and going to the free throw lines and getting some points for us. So that's the biggest thing that he brings to us. Obviously, like on defense, he's like a lion, like Steve said. And on offense, he always pick us up when we don't have like a great stretch or we're not playing the right basketball. He go there and he just helps Steph and help us to keep the offense going.
Well, this win improves you guys to 34-28. You will stay in sixth for the night at the very least. Obviously can't get up to fifth tonight, but how much standings watching are you doing as we enter the final 20 games of the season?
How much
are you looking at the Western Conference standings on a night-by-night basis to see kind of where you guys stack up against the rest of the conference?
After every night, we trying to get wins and we trying to go up in the standings. So after every game, every night, we go there and watch and see where we are. And our goal is obviously go at the top. So after every night, we're looking at.
Well, obrigado por seu tempo, Gui, and
that's
congrats
nice.
On the win.
That's nice. Thank you. De nada.
Thank you, Gui. All right, that is Gui Santos joining us. Here at a cleared out Madison Square Garden, the Warriors win 114-102 over the Knicks, improving to 34-28 on the season as the Warriors improved to 3-1 on the road trip to really secure a winning road trip and give themselves a chance to, what I thought needed to be the goal, go 4-1 on this road trip. Now, look, it's not the Nets. You can't say that's going to be an automatic win because, of course, at home they blew an 18-point second-half lead to the Nets earlier this season. Now, that was kind of before they had the old fire sale, traded away Dennis Schroeder for an injured DeAnthony Melton and made some other moves. But they are sort of playing for something. They're kind of in the race for the 10 seed behind the Chicago Bulls, neck and neck with the Philadelphia 76ers. Not sure how much any of those teams actually want to go to the playoffs this year as they try to protect draft assets, but that'll be the game that is up next for the Warriors. And if they can win that one, get a little comeuppance on the Nets, go home 35-28 if they win that game. Feeling pretty good about things going into a 7-game homestand where they can continue to at least stay in sixth and perhaps make a push for fifth with the way the Rockets have played. They're only 3.5 back of the Houston Rockets after this win for fifth now. Jimmy Butler had a nice get-back night, a kind of get-right night for him, 19 points in 35 minutes. Steph played 33 minutes on the back end of a back-to-back with a bum ankle. It did not matter. Good stuff from Stephen Curry. Well, the Dubs made 13 threes tonight. I was looking at the Knicks. So the Dubs made 13 three-pointers tonight. Well, that's a good number for the Warriors considering they were 4 of 18 from 3 at the half. In the second half, they went 9 of 19. That's 47%. A lot better than the 22% from 3 that they shot in the first half. And I know one game is a small sample size, but when a team gives up 38% from three on a season and they hold a team to 22% in the first half like the Knicks did, you figure that perhaps things are going to right themselves in the second half, which they did there for Golden State.